mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, already the 22nd day of November 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. Whatever issues or topics or questions or comments you have, you're absolutely welcome. I'll be honored to take your calls. I'm honored and blessed to be your host. Again, thank you for joining us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, and now ArnoldExposed.com. I'm not going to get into any detail on Arnold into the next hour. I don't want to spend all day on this. You know, I've launched the national movement to counter his movement to butcher Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution, but I've stumbled into something big. The evidence of him running for president is even worse than I thought, and now I've done even more back-breaking research. 4 hours last night, and the confirmed things I've now discovered are even worse than what I first knew. I mean, this country's in trouble. And then I did scores of interviews in California over the weekend on talk radio. On one broadcast, the host, the biggest in Los Angeles, I talked about how Kurt Waldheim hunted down American soldiers and others and how Arnold loves him. And I said, you know, killing U.S. troops. And they started laughing. I said, is that funny? They go, oh, yeah, I think it's great. I said, you think it's great? And they said, yeah. They won't get in trouble. Anybody else would. Every show, even mild-mannered broadcast, I talk calmly. I go over the information. I am screamed at. I am called a kook. I am called evil. One show on KFI I did Saturday night for an hour was excellent and let me go over the facts, and the host was aware of what I was saying. Everything I was claiming was meticulously posted at ArnoldExposed.com. But the fact is that people want to be with the winner. They deep down are afraid, and they think if you go with the flow, you go with the system, you'll be rewarded. And now it has manifested itself with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll just have to spend time on it the next hour. It's been an epiphany for me. It's opened up my understanding into so many other things that I already had glimpses of inside the New World Order, but so much more. And I know that I'm right to be focusing a lot on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, I told you before he ran for governor, he would. I talked about him running for president. Now even the L.A. Times, the Associated Press admit that, yeah, he's probably going to run for president, and that's what all these trips around the world are. What does it mean for America to have a foreign president from Austria, of all places? Why does the establishment want Arnold Schwarzenegger? Those questions answered in the next hour. Coming up in this hour, your calls, and of course, Bush renewed open borders drive yesterday. Lawmakers say intelligence bill not dead. They're going to go ahead and bring it back up because they couldn't get their national ID card through. So they'll bring it back up around Christmas, as they always do. Just like they gave you the income tax, the Federal Reserve, all of that's done during the holidays. 500's killed in Wisconsin woods. Talk about that. Doctors group fights prescription reporting bill. Everything you buy will go into a federal database. Just a foreshadowing of what's coming up in the next hour. My relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it. U.S. News and World Report, 1990 profile. People need somebody to watch over them. 95% of people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. Some of the Arnold stuff I've got. L.A. Times, Governor's World Tour, maybe presidential campaign trial. That's some of what's coming up. Sieg Heil, the Bush Rove, Schwarzenegger, Nazi Nexus, the destabilization. This is from Common Dreams, Free Press. Look, it's all coming up. There's so much more. Stay with us.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, John Kerry told Geraldo Rivera that the October surprise came too late for him to be able to effectively counter it, and it says that bin Laden gave Bush the election. Why, even Karl Rove said, thank you, bin Laden, what a present. Of course, it wouldn't matter if Kerry got in. He staged the whole thing with his cousin Bush. Also, a former top CIA officer told NBC's Meet the Press that he admired Osama bin Laden, and that he was a great person. So, again, they let their true colors shine through, don't they? Also, tougher anti-terror laws proposed in England. Arrest without even being charged with a crime or without even suspicion of a crime. School officials asked police to stop using tasers in United Press International after 14-year-old boy refused to stop playing Game Boy and was tasered. Detroit Free Press. Also, we will get in to, well, some of the things Bush is doing. I mean, a score of pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border people being appointed to every position you can imagine. Also, Air Force coach to remove Christian Banner. The Air Force Academy's longtime football coach has agreed to remove a Christian Banner from the team's locker room after school administrators announced they would do more to fight religious intolerance. Well, see, but every other religion's okay. Hey, Arnold says that he doesn't like Jesus Christ, and said that in his one of the books he wrote. But, again, that's part of being a Christian. I got to support him. Also, tax returns measure indefensible. I believe they slipped this in where the Senate can look at people's tax returns as part of political control. they slip this in so they can have an emergency session, which they're already going to have over the 9/11 bill for the National ID card, try to go ahead and pass their new freedom initiative. So we'll be getting into that. Also, a lot of people, I've been listening to talk radio, watching some TV this weekend, and people are like, what? There's a plan in California and Oregon and now Texas and all these other states to put satellite boxes in the cars to track and tax you? Why? I'll never put up with that. And then Arnold goes, well, I appointed the guy that's proposing this, but I'm not going to comment on it. Oh, well, he's not for it. Then you can't criticize him. It's a federal plan, people. I've been talking about this for 8 years, 7, 8 years, since I got the federal plans. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. When you complain about the satellite boxes they'll install at the DMV when you get your tags or renew your license, they'll go, okay, just take this transponder. But the transponder then can be read from point to point with radio readers they've already been putting up that know how fast you drove and has your ID number on it, so it does the exact same thing as a satellite. The exact same thing as a satellite. So they'll go, okay, just accept this. That's what Texas is about to do. California, though, I mean, they've got gullible slaves that only 48% of them voted for Arnold. He was in a three-way race. But gullible slaves will vote for him. Of course, Diebold, Arnold won where Diebold was and lost where they weren't, so he probably didn't even win that. But who knows, they'll probably love it and enjoy it. And, of course, it'll be 25 cents a mile. Right now in California, it's 18 cents a gallon. The average, 20-plus miles, the average car is 20-plus miles of the gallon. And so that'll be roughly 20 times the current tax just when it starts. And it's being pushed. I mean, I've got the Houston Chronicle, I've got Reuters, I've got AP. Suddenly all these estates are announcing, hey, we're going to do this because people are driving fuel-efficient cars, which isn't really true. We're using more fuel than ever. But people don't know statistics. And so we're not making as much money, so we got to do this. Well, you just raise the gas tax if you need to do that. But no, contraire. No, that's not the case. People don't know, so they'll just go along with it. Oh, well, you better pay for the road, put the box in my car, and charge me 25 cents a mile. And now they're saying, well, also during peak times, it'd be 60 cents a mile, as I saw in the federal plan 7-plus years ago. So we'll be going over that for you. It's coming. They're going to do it to you and claim you voted for it on the new special voting machines. It's like here in Austin, major polls, 93% against the transponders and making all the major roads toll roads. And the mayor and the rest of them and part of the state board that's unelected just laugh and say, go ahead and vote us out, and literally laugh at us. Houston, major poll, 98% against it. And the city leaders just laugh at the people. The state leaders just laugh at you and go, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Our cameras, our face scanners, our license plate readers are going in. In England, they read you by license plate. The computer system scans license plates. It can scan thousands in a single second, more than even needed. And it has your ID and personal ID connected to that. And so from camera to camera, they're going to tax you too. So there's really three ways right now to do this: transponder, satellite box, and a camera, license plate reader. They're already doing it in London. They read your license plate and do it. So they'll let people fight the satellite box, as I said they would do years ago. Now that's public. Just another plan, folks. It's really kind of a nightmarish existence to know the reality and to see the total picture. But I guess it's God's little blessing to me, and I'm actually glad that I've studied it and understand it. And you can understand it, too. Many of you probably do and are more articulate than I am. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. 80-plus percent of Americans are against having open borders and amnesty, including the majority of Hispanics in major polls and votes. Like in Arizona, they just had. But Bush and the Democrats do not care. They're unified, just like they're unified on amending the Constitution for Arnold. Just like they're unified on gun control. Just like they're unified on everything else. Bush renews open borders drive. President Bush renewed his support Sunday for changes to the U.S. immigration law that would allow undocumented laborers to work legally, but stopped short of publicly pledging to Mexican President Vicente Fox that he would push for an action of the nearly year-round proposal. He's already introduced the bill. Karl Rove and others have been out pushing it for now 3 years and 5 months. But again, Bush, you know, it's like Arnold. Oh, that's my DMV guy. I don't have a comment on the satellite boxes. Or, oh, that's my administration and a bill we introduced through our senators, but I'm not going to comment on it, even though he's been commenting on it. I explained to the president that we share mutual concern to make sure our border is secure. Bush said after meeting with Fox on the sidelines of an economic summit here for the Pan-American Union, one way to make sure the border is secure is to have reasonable immigration policies. I assured him we want people from Mexico treated with respect and dignity. But don't worry, they already get more welfare and 10 years of tax exemption. And right after I was on that L.A. radio show Saturday night, I listened on the computer to the next show, the Crime Fighter. They had the crime hunter, or whatever his name is, and they had the district attorney on. Just there locally, 3,000 people in the last few years have committed murders, killed cops, raped and killed women, and they go to Mexico, and Mexico just lets them go free, doesn't even arrest them. What's their website? I want to get that guy on. Escape from Justice or something like that, .com. They even launched a website about it. But, boy. By the way, the proposal that he says is not an amnesty. It's like Waco, where they're ramming tanks into the side and pumping in gas and setting it on fire on loudspeakers. This is not an assault. Well, it's the same doublespeak here, the same oxymoron here. It'll be a total six-year amnesty for everyone who's here, anyone that can get here. And they can then bring all their family here, and it allows corporations to pay to bring skilled and unskilled here. Huh. So there's your amnesty. With a meeting with Fox followed by a state visit with Chilean President Ricardo Lagos later Sunday and a brief stop in Colombia on Monday, Bush is aiming to dispel the perception of U.S. neglect of Latin America and brushing an American reputation damaged by the Iraq War. It's his second-term diplomatic offensive in the region, akin to his recent courting in Europe. It's for the free trade area of the Americas coming up next year. That's what the meeting was about. But, of course, the Associated Press won't even tell you about that. There's not even a discussion. Literally, one out of maybe 50 people I talk to on the street, I do this in grocery stores and everywhere, I just ask people questions, they don't even know what the free trade area of the Americas is. They don't know the dollar's plunged by 46%. They don't know anything. And you tell them, you think Arnold should be president? And they go, no, but well, did you hear he says he wants to be a dictator? And they just start giggling. I mean, it's just... it's total disconnect, folks. This is mind control. All of this is mind control. I mean, we got a brainwashed public. And it's because you listen to these neocons and others on talk radio and then the so-called liberal media, it's just all wall-to-wall positive. Positive for gun control. Positive for open borders. Sob stories about immigrants. Propaganda about the war. Propaganda. We're in so much trouble. And the good stuff's happening. You know, we're able to defeat Patriot 2 for now and the National ID card for now. But they go, okay, we'll just bring it up right before Christmas. We'll just open up an emergency session, which they always do with the Federal Reserve, with the income tax, with the 1947 National Security Act, with the 1933 War Powers Act. With all this stuff, it's always dead of night, night before Christmas, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. And, oh, we're just going to, and we're not going to tell you when we're going to open it back up. If we can get three senators, that's a quorum call. So everybody will leave, and then three senators will jet back to D.C. and wobble in there, and then they're going to do it to you. Huh. You ask, how's Arnold going to get the Article 2, Clause 5 taken out to be president? They're going to have more terror attacks in this country, and then there'll be some staged event where he saves children in a school or something. Hear it now. It's going to happen. Some mass. He's going to save people. A helicopter's going to land. He's going to run in a burning building or something and save people. Just set your watch and warrant by it. Put all your shekels on it. I know it. It's going to happen. It's all written, folks. It's just as clear as a bell to me. Sometimes I wish it wasn't. Sometimes it's just sick. Well, we've got to fight, folks. We've got to fight so everybody knows the truth. So when they're claiming we all want microchips and they're claiming we all want this and that in the polls and at the voting booths, everybody can stand together and go, no, it's all a fraud. We didn't vote for that, and you know it. Besides, we're a republic. You can't take the minority's rights, even if the majority wants hell on earth.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glass, who's a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually suits the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Revelations that I've now discovered and confirmed about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He gets far worse than we first knew. Coming up in detail next hour. Right now, let's go to Bart, then Jim, Charles, Joe, Carlos, and others. Bart in Texas, go ahead.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about this Morgenthaler Jones woman and
behind the Amen for Arnold.
Well, that lady, for me personally, and everyone else has to make this as a judgment call from the research I've done. That woman is the real deal. I mean, she is Illuminati, double think, double personality, you know, here I am, there you
go. Hey, I was on Bloomberg Radio with her this weekend, and I called her after the show, and I talked to her for 35 minutes, and I said, you're really been to Bohemian Grove, haven't you? Remember, she had to kind of dumb at first, and she goes, yeah, I have. And she goes, you know, when the women are allowed in during the winter. And I said, your husband's part of it, isn't he? She goes, well, he's a Grove member in training. It takes decades to even become a real member. And that's true. And so, I mean, it's bone-chilling.
What bothers me about this woman, though, and this could be my own, you know, hypertension, is, to be honest, she seems like an antithesis to you. I mean, this whole thing, I've almost wondered if it's a giant psychological trap to pull you in, her name being Jones. The whole way her personality profile was the exact opposite of yours, this bubbly, happy, you know, totally untruthful personality to come to you, this truth speaker who's very aggressive and very, you know, in your face about what he thinks about. So, I mean, I just this whole thing seems like psychological warfare to me. That might be me pulling too much into it.
Yeah, Jones is a pretty common name, and she's been a campaign person for him all along.
But that combined with...
It's called synchronicity. You know, that's what we're dealing with here. Anything else you want to add, Bart?
That and just the obviousness of the propaganda campaign being undertaken by Fox is hating America. I mean,
yeah,
really,
I heard about this program where they interviewed the French guy. I go, who else says this? Of course, they didn't mention, well, Alex Jones said 9/11 before 9/11. I didn't see it, but I got a bunch of emails and calls about it. And, you know, an hour-long special, you're with a Muslim terrorist or a foreigner if you think there was government prior knowledge. Well, 90% of people in a CNN poll believe they're being lied to, and half of New Yorkers in a Zogby poll believe the government was behind it. So I guess we're all crazy.
Well, it's a total smear. But what I thought was the most funny thing about it at the end, and this really to me shows that they're watching you, is they very much did a InfoWars-type approach at the end where they were like, help get involved in this. Help spread the truth. It come to our website. I mean, this was literally...
Well, that's what Arnold's little front group site does. They need the grassroots. Look, 38 to 45% of people have tuned out of mainstream media almost entirely in major university studies. They're panicking. They're losing control. We're going to win. Thanks for the call. Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex.
Hello.
First, some good news. I gave out one of your tapes, and I can't get it back. The man said he's watched it three times. He let his boss borrow it, and now his boss's son has got it. And he said when he gets it back, he wants to make a copy. So I figured, what the heck, I gave him another one to watch while waiting for that one.
Well, tell them to spread the love.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them to make copies of those videos.
Well, he's going to make it. He said he's going to make copies.
I'm now selling them for $5.95 a piece on DVD. If people get more than one copy. But you're welcome to make copies of the originals. I just want to get the word out.
Yeah, you know what I did? It's like throwing gas on fire after so many people don't want to hear it. I made up some signs. They're about 9 inches by 12 inches, and I got these big, bold, black, stick-on letters. And all they say is prisonplanet.com. I stuck them on the bulletin board by the dollar store in the windows where, and the convenience stores where they put their garage sale signs. I figured just out of curiosity, if some people go to it, you know, what the heck.
Tens of millions a month are... I haven't checked since Saturday, but we've had over 3 million visitors to ArnoldExposed.com, and that was in two days into the launch.
Hey, listen, I got something good for you. After Friday's broadcast, I called Senator Hutchinson and Senator Cornyn about psych testing the kids. At Cornyn, all I got was messages. I couldn't get a human. I finally said, you know, I'd like to speak. I know I'm not going to get the senator, but I'd like to speak to a person. I said, I'd like to know where he stands on it. I said, I know exactly where I stand. With Hutchinson, the woman I called, she that answered the phone, she said, well, I don't know where the senator stands on that, she said, because let me put you with someone who can help you. So she puts me with some guy he didn't know. He put me with someone who's over the bill. There I got a message that they weren't in the office to call back. I called back, got the girl again. I said, wait a minute, you don't know. You work for her? She said, yeah. I said, you support her? Yes. But you don't know where she stands? She said, well, I know where she stands, but I can't tell you. I said, what do you mean you can't tell me? She said, we're getting so many calls on this that I'm not allowed to say where the senator stands.
And that's because they're voting for it. Thanks for the call. It's Bush's initiative, forced psychological testing, satellite tracker boxes in your cars, Arnold for president, L.A. Times now admitting it's going to be official. This is what we're facing. Twilight Zone reality. Factories all shutting down. Be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used Hemtab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered Hemtab online, and soon after taking Hemtab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, Hemtab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. Hemtab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling Hemtab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit Hemtab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or Hemtab.com.
Hemtab, the effective alternative.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Everybody's calling in about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the real powerful info is coming up in the next hour, but it's clear we're going to talk about this some in this hour, and I've already covered a lot of other important news. We'll be getting more into it. Lawmakers say intelligence bill not dead. 5 hunters killed in Wisconsin woods. What's happening with the dollar? More of that's coming up. We're about to go to Charles and John and Carlos and Mike and Professor and others. But first, bear with me. I want to air this clip. Again, I've struggled with words to describe the labyrinth I've broken into concerning Arnold Schwarzenegger. The propaganda, the mindset, the level of dirt. All of it, but I've done scores of interviews on talk radio. Of course, it's been on CNN and the Associated Press and San Antonio Express News and a dozen other plus papers I've found have written articles. And going on talk radio, I, in some cases, got upset. In some cases, I was calm. But regardless, especially in California, but Bloomberg Radio as well, I would read quotes by the guy in the 90s, in the 80s, in the 70s, defending no-Nazis, saying he wants to be a dictator, saying little people need to be controlled, saying he looks down on little people, going over the drug use, the pornography, the groping, and they would just laugh at me and just call me a kook. since we launched ArnoldExposed.com. Now, then if they kept me on long enough to take calls, all the callers were against them. But there's a radio show out of KFI. What is it, John and Ken show? And I've heard them when they were syndicated. They're not syndicated anymore that I know of, but I've heard them before. I don't know which one is which. I was on the show for like 30 minutes, and that's at prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv. Listen to it after the show if you want to, but we're going to play a clip here in a second. And I kept bringing up factual things, and they kept saying, well, the Simon Wiesenthal Center says he's okay. And I, well, he's giving them a bunch of money, between $4 and $5 million, maybe more. But then he goes and still hangs out with Kirk Valtheim this year, and in 99 was photographed with him, and in the middle of the Nazi trouble that Valtheim was having as a top Nazi, you know, had to leave the UN. Arnold, years later, in the middle of a firestorm over it, because he was then running for Austrian president, they got upset. They got about Hader, who's also one of Arnold's buddies, but made mild comments compared to Valtheim, and he wasn't a Nazi. Well, it was even bigger in 86, and Arnold said, I don't care about the Nazi stuff. I love him. Maria loves him, and toasted him in front of all the news cameras, everything. And they just started saying, we don't care. We don't care about what somebody's done in their past. We care about now. Well, it's all a bunch of propaganda about how good he is in California. And then I went into Valtheim, who was a top intelligence officer, hunted down resistance, hunted down Americans behind enemy lines, put out these handbills saying, you know, the Jews are your enemy, rise up, kill them all, stuff like this. Incidentally, we've been getting threats by white supremacist groups and stuff over this, and some of their emails are posted. It's pretty sick stuff. And I haven't had death threats in years. We've started getting some over this. You got some nice groups out there supporting you, Arnold. And so I bring up the fact that Kirk Valtheim hunted down our soldiers. And this is what one of the hosts on the show had to say. And in case you think it's out of context, we have the transcript there and the whole interview posted so you can analyze it for the record. And think about all the talk show hosts you've heard who've gotten fired or gotten in trouble. And I'm not for censorship. I'm not even calling for that. Or making a bad comment about a little old lady who fell down and got hurt, or making fun of how somebody looks, or making fun of the troops, or making fun of 9/11. But with these guys, it's okay, I guess. This is what they had to say when I talked about Valtheim hunting down our troops and killing him. Go ahead and play that exchange.
What does that mean? You know, Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine Man of the Year in 1933.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of sickos back then thought Adolf Hitler was okay.
So you really believe Schwarzenegger's another Hitler?
So you think he's going to
be very
creative?
He dreamed of being a dictator.
You think he's going to kill Hitler?
Well thought out. Campaigns for Kirk Valtheim. You think he's hunted down and killed American soldiers? It's funny, isn't it? Killing American soldiers is funny.
Oh, it is. It's a riot. It's the funniest thing I ever heard of.
Real funny, you know.
Yeah.
And he even said one more time, look at the transcript. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. So there you have it. And so that's the attitude. That's the attitude we're facing. That's the attitude we're dealing with. You know, Hitler in the bunker, they said, who do we fight on for after you commit suicide here in 5 minutes? And he said, you fight for the coming man. A man who will rise in America. And we know that 3 years before the fall of Hitler, and then a week later the fall of Germany, they put hundreds of millions of dollars of diamonds and gold into the U.S., into Texas, into Argentina, into Switzerland. We know the Bushes helped manage those funds, that money at the head of it. We know it was, this is London Guardian now, old news for my listeners, but London Guardian now, 13-page report, confirmed, admitted. And Skull and Bones has always been a Germanic death cult, so has Bohemian Grove. We have the Annals of the Grove. We have the German Chancellor in his own book, Men in Powers, saying it's an offshoot of the Druidic rituals they do in Germany and the cult there. And clearly, Arnold is that coming man. In fact, my friends, I have now found an Observer article out of England where he said almost exactly that in 1975. And people laughed about him being governor. They waited until the recall went through for McClintock, a good conservative. Then they bait and switched, brought in Arnold, a three-way race. He was elected with 48% of the vote. Somebody else was as well in 1933. Total repeat. And now he's traveling the world, and congressmen and senators have said they want him for president in 08. Now the L.A. Times is saying it's clear. His own campaign people are now quietly admitting this is the plan. They're going to pull some type of disaster where he's the savior. They're going to have a con-con or some other type of legislative maneuver. And during a crisis, they're going to bring that through, and then they're going to bring him to the fore. They're going to try to run him for president, and the electronic voting machines are going to hand it to him. How do we stop it? We better talk about it now. But in case you missed it, maybe boost that audio a bit, John. Play this from the John and Ken Show one more time. Here I am talking about
what
Vault does
that
time.
Mean? You know,
yeah, go ahead. Go
what
ahead.
Does that mean? You know, Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine Man of the Year in 1933.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of sickos back then thought Adolf Hitler was okay.
So you really believe Schwarzenegger's another Hitler?
So you think he's going to
be really creative? He dreamed of being a dictator.
You think he's going to kill
six
women?
Go to campaigns for Kurt Waldheim, a guy that hunted down and killed American soldiers. It's funny, isn't it? Killing American soldiers is funny.
Oh, it is. It's a riot. It's the funniest thing I ever heard of.
Real funny. You know,
yeah.
So that's the new depths, the new lows. If you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, you can grope as many women as you want. You can say you want to rule people and be a dictator as much as you want. Forget 1975, 78. How about 1990 when he was 44 years old? He can do interviews for Esquire 2 years ago to say the most lewd, horrible things about women. It's okay. He can write in his own book, Education of a Bodybuilder, how he loathes Jesus Christ and people that follow him. He can say it all, and he'll be bowed down before by the Christian conservatives as I saw them worship him. And again, I knew he was dangerous and bad, and they'd done all this bad stuff, but I didn't until I stood there on the floor at the Republican National Convention. And I've talked about the evil vibe I got off Janet Reno, the evil vibe off Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton. I didn't really get that vibe off George Bush. And, you know, you've seen the video of them having me arrested just for asking him a question after a speech he gave. In several of my films on the websites, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. I never got a vibe like this. And it wasn't just the archetypal imagery of the Beowulf or the Hercules, that archetypal image that all of his movies have put him in. It's the savior killing the devil, killing him, you know, sacrificing himself like Christ, you know, over and over again, sacrificing himself to save people in the Terminator movies, you know, the Christ imagery. It's not just all, you know, how he's in movies about cloning and Total Recall and The Running Man, Shades of Going to Be Running, or movies in 93, oh, Arnold's going to be president, you know, Demolition Man. It's that the elite are using him because of that imagery, because of the effect that will have worldwide with America having a person like this at its head. And then I was talking to Morgenthaler Jones this weekend after I was on Bloomberg Radio with her. I just called up the number to see if she'd answer. She answered. I talked to her for 30 minutes, and finally I had to get off. Lady wouldn't stop talking. And she said, yeah, I've been to Bohemian Grove. Yeah, my husband's a member in training, which is very deep secret. That you have to go there and be a member in training. They have 100 different camps at the lowest level. It's all set up in a senatorial type way. And, you know, a caller raised some issues that were very esoteric with her. Some very interesting names like Cisco Wheeler, which one in 1,000 might know that name. And she just comes out and goes, oh, Manchurian candidates, mind control, hypnotic control. I mean, no one starts saying this. I mean, you can draw from that what you want, folks, but we've entered something here very dangerous. They're openly making Mexican judicial workers take the chip. Italy's about to do it. They're talking about making our troops do it. It's covertly already going on. They're putting up the face scanning cameras. They're announcing the satellite tracker boxes for the cars, the transponders to track you and tax you. They're openly getting rid of the borders. They're openly cloning now. This weekend was totally announced. Bush so-called capitulated. The UN went ahead and went along with it. They admit that, well, see, it's illegal so far to clone a human and bring it to birth. But New Jersey, California legalized that over the last 2 years. These chimeras, from the mythical Greek term. It's not illegal, though, to cross a human with a chimpanzee or a human with a pig, because then it's not human. And now the announcements are being made that from Argentina to the United States, to Italy, to Canada, to Germany, they have got laboratories under lock and key. Now they're saying they're about to start showing us video of these half-human creatures. This is Associated Press, by the way. God help us. God help us. God help us. It may be the beast, folks. And I believe Arnold's going to be some lieutenant in this. I don't believe he's the Antichrist. It may be upon us. It's moving so fast, and I just don't have words to describe what I'm seeing. Charles in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I want to get this straight. You're on shortwave at 9475 now?
No, I'm at 9.985 on the shortwave.
9985, okay. I got a taste. I live in northeast St. Petersburg, Florida. And last night at 1:30 a.m., I got a taste of the New World Order when I had no less than 5 cop cars parked around my house. It came in and snuck around and then tried to get in my front door. I said, "Where's your search warrant?" And they just forced their way in and then handcuffed me. Thank God they didn't arrest me, but this is the way these clowns here operate.
What was it? What was their reason?
Well, they neighbors had complained about a loud bang. There was no loud bang, and me.
Well, yeah. Whenever they want to get in your house now, they will claim that you dialed 911 and the phone records don't show it. In the middle of the night, they SWAT team you. Oh, you got a 911 call, or
they wouldn't a SWAT team.
Or I understand. I'm telling you what they do a lot. And then or a neighbor claimed they heard a loud bang.
Well, they got my ID and let me go, but they cut my arm and they cut my hand. You know, I was bleeding all over, and they they gave me a bandage at least.
That was like in Detroit when a woman got out of the car. They thought she was drunk driving, and her coat was around her hand. It was cold weather last winter, so the guy went ahead and just severed one of her fingers, half severed the other, with a pocket knife to get into her jacket. That's how nuts. Supposedly the guy looked like a roid head. Just had a little rage there with a lady. Yeah, he lost a few fingers, finger and a half, so what? I'm sorry to hear that happen to you, Charles. Anything else?
Where do you think Bohemian Grove came in? Did it come out of that bunch of Satanists that controlled San Francisco in the 1848 time?
It was founded in 1873.
The guy that
and by 1900, presidents were attending. By 1915, foreign leaders were attending. Traveling by plane later, by the 30s, but they would travel by ship and then by train just to go there across the entire United States. Thanks for the call. And German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, Men in Power, said we do rituals there, his own autobiography. I'm the cook for reporting his autobiography, I know. Heaven help us. Joe in Ohio. Joe, go ahead. Say it ain't so, Joe. You hung up. Carlos in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was going to talk about illegal immigration, but this thing about Arnold sounds more interesting. You know, let's remember that prior to him becoming governor, he and Warren Buffett traveled to England and went in to visit Mr. Lord Jacob Rothschild.
Yeah, we have the Scotsman article in the photos posted. Their company works with Mr. Rothschild. They're in business in a jet company together.
You know, that is significant because that's probably where he got his political blessing. And that is significant also because the Rothschild banking family has been one of the premier families pushing the quest for a new world order.
I was reading mainstream articles last night for 4 hours researching. I just had to keep researching. And it was all these articles out of Germany and England about Arnold, about how when he was really young, they'd have Mr. Getty and all these big billionaires would come just to see him and sit in the front row, and other rich lords and people when he was then in England. He was just a friend of them.
Well, he's a Nazi. I guess he is a Nazi, and that's really not surprising Because if we go back historically, Nazism and communism were born at about the same time in a meeting in New York, which the Rothschild banking family, which the Rothschild banking family had jurisdiction of. And they, at that meeting, the League of Just Men gave the commission and the authority to Karl Marx to write the Communist Manifesto, but they also gave it to a man named Karl Ritter to write the ideology for Nazism.
Did you know Karl Rove, one of his very close ancestors, was a top propagandist for Der Fuhrer? It doesn't stop. It's all connected.
Of course, you know, the New World Order creates all these different ideologies, communism, capitalism, Zionism. They created also Zionism, and they pit them all against each other.
It's now come out that the Zionists actually helped Hitler. Anything else?
Oh, that's it. Don't
all right, thanks for the call. PrisonPlanet.tv. More calls coming up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, I've been a guest many times on Mancow Muller's number one talk show in Chicago, and it's syndicated as well. And he's, you know, it's a madhouse, but I want to get the view of a talk show host who's kind of in the middle of the road on the whole New World Order thing. We'll get more into Schwarzenegger later in the next hour, some of these new big revelations, and of course your calls, but I got a bunch of other news we will be covering. He was supposed to be on 30 minutes ago, and somehow stuff's so wild around here, I didn't get that to the folks that are supposed to call him up, so he's coming on in the next hour. Before I go to Mike and Professor and others that are patiently holding, I have made 11 films. And they expose the New World Order. They are really good at unlocking people's minds because they're an overdose of the truth. The globalists, in their own words, their own documents, whether it's the police state, I got three police state films, the foreign troops, the camps, it's all documented. The rumors end, the documentation begins. Or my newest film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04 to understand what that fraud was. Such an important film. Get one copy for $19.95. Each additional copy, $5.95. Why not buy 5, 6, 7 copies, give them as gifts. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the preeminent 9/11 film giving you the big picture of government-sponsored terror in history and 9/11 in the police state. $24.95 for one copy, $5.95 for each additional copy on DVD. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's Order Out of Chaos. They're all excellent. Big discounts when you get multiple copies of any of these. 1-888-253-3139. Be sure and ask about the specials when you call. 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, order via the safe, secure shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can also watch all 11 of my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, over 50 TV reports I've done, all my best audio interviews, text reports, for 15 cents a day, sign up for a month or a year, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, I haven't done this in 5 years, we're soliciting contributions to ArnoldExposed.com. To run limited ads to force the media to cover it. That's what it's all about in San Francisco, up in the capital of California, as well Sacramento, here in Austin. So please support us, ArnoldExposed.com, or write to me with a check or money order. Let's go ahead and go to Mike. And Mike, where are you calling from?
Hey, Alex, I'm calling from Michigan.
Welcome.
Something that I'm not sure if you know about. Recently, I've been reading the Bible a lot. I just had like a lot of free time, and I came upon Moloch. And I, up until that point, had no idea that he was actually that Moloch. As you, saw in everything from Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, that's who our Christian leaders worship.
Yeah. So, and I had no idea that he was even actually found in the Bible.
I think about 10 times. You know, don't give your children to the fires of Moloch.
Right.
Your country will be cursed if your leaders worship Moloch.
Right. Right. And then, and I've always kind of kept, the political activism and, my Christianity separate. But now it seems like it's just completely impossible to do that. There's a website. There's actually a self-proclaimed prophet. His name is Kim Clement. I don't know. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't. I don't.
Okay. Basically, what he's doing, and he has, a lot of movement behind him, is he's speaking, he claims to speak for God. And, this guy's, he's been on, TBN and all the big...
You all got to watch that. You really, people, anybody who's on these shows and doing that, I'm sure he's telling us George Bush is going to save us.
Yeah, he's he's completely behind
Bush. Prophet of God, and I say Bush is very good, I guess.
Yeah. It might be worth looking into. It's just something that struck me.
Very interesting. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with the second hour. A ton of news. Mancal Muller. And some new revelations on Schwarzenegger. The open borders. The satellite tracking boxes. I want to go over the real details of this. But there's no question out there for the poor public that seems to be uninformed on this. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us.